I don't know where you are when you're listening to this. You're probably on your daily walk, or you're in line somewhere, or you're on the way to work, on a train, maybe at work, with your earbuds in, trying to distract the world and let the people around you assume that you're listening to calming music. But in reality, you're listening to me, this little gal, tell you some dirty, naughty thoughts for your imagination. Well, for starters, how are you doing? I hope you're doing okay. Hope you're doing well. I, for one, am doing fantastic because I'm doing this. And I want to do this just because I want to challenge your self-control. I want to see how far I can push it to the edge. And I'm doing that by exposing my voice, my words, my moans, and my whispers. You're probably sitting down or standing up. Either way, I want you to feel my hands lightly trace up your arms, up and down your arms, my fingertips lightly grazing your skin. With my lips very near to your ear, and giving it soft little kisses. And then from my ear, or should I say your ear, down to your neck. Your jaw, and as I'm giving you soft kisses, my hands travel to your chest, noticing that you're wearing most likely a buttoned shirt. So I slowly, ever so slowly, unbutton them to leave your chest exposed, with my hands finally grazing that chest that turns me on so much. I can feel your goosebumps on your skin. Slowly but surely. My lips move from your jaw back down to your neck, and giving your collarbones soft kisses and soft bites and soft licks. I told you, try not to moan. Try not to moan. My hands move further and further down your body until I finally meet your bulge through your pants. And it's getting bigger as my fingers just barely touch. I can feel how big you're getting. And I giggle in your ear before giving it a nice bite to continue with my cute little tease. Don't
Don't touch yourself. Mm-mm. Get your hands away from yourself. Keep them to your sides. And keep your composure. I give your bulge a nice massage. I give it a nice, much needed massage. As I moan in your ear. From how badly I want it. I want it so bad. I want it in my mouth. I want it in my hands. And I want it inside me. So fucking bad. But you can't do anything about it. I finally unbutton your pants. To slip my hand down your underwear. To pull out your cock. And just ever so lightly. Trace the tip. Just the tip. With my eyes pinned at yours. Noticing your breathing getting heavy. Which brings a smile to my face. I continue to give your ear some cute little kisses before finally taking your cock in my hand to stroke it up and down slowly from the base to the tip. After some time, I lift my hand up to bring my palm to your face and I tell you, to lick it wet. You obey and you lick my palm very carefully before I bring my hand back down to your cock to give it nice and quicker strokes. After some time, I decide to be nice and move in front of you, go down to my knees, look up at you with my big, big eyes, my big and innocent little eyes, before I just take your cock in my mouth completely, knowing that you're in dire need to release. You need that ache to go. And you want it in me, either in my mouth, down my throat, or in my tight little cunt. Either way, you need a good release. I move my head even faster on your cock, grinning and moaning from your hands going in my hair. But I smack your hands away from my hair and tell you, keep your hands to your sides. And then I continue to spoil and pleasure your cock with my mouth before I just abruptly take it out of my mouth, get up from my knees, lean towards you with our lips barely millimeters away from each other and just continue to stroke you with my hand, but now it's two hands and going a bit faster. I tell you, tell me how good this feels. Tell me how good. Fucking hands. Tell me how good they feel. And you grunt like a little baby. You moan. You moan like a little whore. then I just tell you to fuck my hands. Just fuck my hands with your cock. And then you just thrust into my hands, hearing you moan like crazy. Just brings music to my ears. Then I lean up to whisper. To whisper in your ear and say, "You wanna come for me? Yeah? You wanna come just for me? Oh, please come just for me. Please. Oh, your cock feels so good in my hands. They really fucking do. Oh, fuck. There you go. There you go. Fuck my hands like my little cunt. Fuck my hands. There you go. Oh, that looks so good. Oh, that looks so fucking good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And then you finally come. You finally come. Oh, that was so good. That was so nice. Very good. Very, very good. Then I just take my hands away from your cock. And then I lean up to your lips, barely touching yours before saying, "Get back to work." You better be focusing. Better be focusing on what you're doing. Better be a good boy and not touch yourself. But remember, the next time you come, the next time you decide to stroke that cock of yours and close your eyes and let your imagination go anywhere, think about me.